Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Tonight, Tennessee travels to Jacksonville, where it's a 1.5-point favorite. Over 70% of the tickets and money are on Mike Vrabel's team. For all of the up-to-the-minute betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champs return to Ryan Field Saturday. They've got Michigan State. Kickoff at 11. Season and single game tickets available at usports.com.
Can I talk football here for a minute? Let's talk Bears, okay?
Dave Wannstedt.
Dave Wannstedt has guided his Bears to the playoffs, and he knows what it takes to succeed.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here, and Dave Wannstedt, there's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
A superb game plan defensively by the Miami Hurricanes.
The party has begun in Miami.
Super Bowl champion.
They swarmed to the ball so incredibly. This speed burning defense, number one in the NFL. Dave Wannstedt, the defensive coordinator.
Football analyst for Fox Sports and NBC Sports Chicago.
Coach, are you kidding me?
Dave Wannstedt.
Dave Wannstedt with the mustache. Looks like Bill Cowher, the Pittsburgh coach, a little bit. And Ditka likes it. What kind of a guy is this, right?
With McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Mac and Parkins on The Score. Cubs baseball pregame gets underway at 540. We'll be talking to Dave Wannstedt momentarily. After this week, Coach will be joining us in studio, but he's so busy. You got Big Ten Network.
Oh, he's a media star, yes.
All over the country.
Yeah, that's right. Dave Wannstedt. He joked about that at the beginning. Oh, you take my headset away and now I'm a genius, huh? Well, people have gravitated to him both in college and pro football, and we love having him on here.
Yeah, he just sounds like football.
He does.
I love that.
He looks like football. He's got a football face.
Looks like football, sounds like football. It's a good thing. So we'll have him up here in a couple of minutes when he is ready to go. But it's an odd thing for Bears fans right now. I was talking about this yesterday with Spiegs,
it's another week where I've wanted the game to come sooner than it is. And normally,
yeah,
I love the pace of a football season. You build up to the game, you watch the game, you react to the game, you build up to the game. But I've actually wanted football to have more of a baseball-like schedule so that they can actually get a good one under their belt.
I always have hated the Bears being on Monday Night Football for two reasons. Number one is their history on it. Yes, there have been some good games. Yes, they have had some big wins.
Of course, they've played a lot of them.
Yes, there have been. But there have also been a lot of colossal embarrassments on stage for the nation to consume. And if from this standpoint, I just it's another day of flap, and I just get to the damn game. You know, 4 days, 5 days of talking about what happened on Sunday and what might happen. You're ready for it on Sunday. I don't want to wait the extra day, but I got no choice in this matter. They play Monday Night Football. They have now for 50 years in this country.
Yeah, I got no problem with them playing on Monday night because of what we were talking about earlier, how much I love NFL Sunday. So anytime the Bears aren't at noon, it frees me up to watch more of the league. It's just I want a good offensive performance so badly so that the fan base can collectively exhale, and I'm just getting impatient for it. But Dave Wanstead joins us now on the Alp Monty Ford Hotline. How's it going, Coach?
I am doing great. You know what? I heard you guys kidding me about my doing so much work. You guys keep canceling my show. I'm supposed to be on Fridays at 4 o'clock, and the Cubs are playing this week. The Cubs are playing. You know, I get pushed around. I'm the low guy in the totem pole. With you guys, come on.
Yeah, we don't make the Cubs schedule, Dave.
We could make it worse. Well, we could ask you to talk about the Cubs, and that'd be even worse, wouldn't it?
I'd be happy to talk about the Cubs if you want. Now, but we got enough issues with the Bears. Let's go there.
Well, we got Jacksonville and Tennessee starting week three tonight. And Danny, what would you call him? A boy wonder last year. He threw out earlier in the day, and I think he's right about this. There are other sports ahead of the NFL when it comes to player movement. Jalen Ramsey, as you know, great cornerback, one of the best in the game, demanding a trade. And the word is they're going to get a taker. Everybody in the league apparently wants Jalen Ramsey. Why in the hell would you put him in uniform tonight?
Yeah, you know what? You're correct, because if he gets hurt, then there's no trade. I mean, who knows what Doug Marrone, the head coach, I saw an interview today where he said they had a conversation and they got everything worked out. Now, whether that's true or not, if it is true, he plays. If it isn't, I would sit him and you trade him Monday or trade him tomorrow if you want, and then he can play somewhere Sunday. You know, if he plays tonight, he can't play on Sunday. So that's what I would do. I wouldn't play him if I knew in the back of my mind that we were going to get a draft pick and he was going to be gone.
Do you think he's as great as most people do?
Oh, I don't know. You know, he's in a position where you can't find enough good ones. You know, I don't know. I would not put him in a category where – you know, and I think there's more to it than just the wanting more money. You know, if I was in that situation of Jacksonville, I would assess, you know, is he the type of guy, if we're going to pay him this money and he's going to be the star and he's going to be the guy that's on our program of our football program, is he the type of guy that we want, you know, to be the face of this thing from a defensive standpoint? I can't answer that, but I think there's more to it than just the money.
So we've got mutiny going on in Miami, and we've got it started in Jacksonville. Now, Dave, how do you feel about NFL players demanding to be traded?
Well, I know, first of all, the boy wonder is not watching the game to watch that tonight. He wants to see what our man Minshew does, the quarterback, right?
I love Gardner Minshew, Dave. You're right.
Gardner Minshew, he's the guy, you know, 2 seconds on him because everybody's laughing. The guy in 12 college games last year at Washington State, he threw for over 300 yards in 11 of the 12 games, okay? And he completed 75% of his passes. So I think he could make it interesting tonight. But anyway, on to your question, what do I think about the NFL right now? Look back about the last 50 years and how many teams what's Miami calling it? Just bottomed out, or what's the term that's
tanking.
Being used?
They're tanking.
Tanking.
Yes.
How many Super Bowl winners completely tanked and then came back a few years later before they fired the GM and the head coach and everybody else and won a Super Bowl? I don't think you're going to find very many. So I see what they're doing. Jimmy Johnson and I were talking about this last week. You know, it's one thing to have draft picks, but now you got to pick the right guy. And then you got to be willing to make moves. You know, all of a sudden we've got the fourth pick in a draft and nobody wants to trade with us. and we're sitting there and we really don't want this player. He's a great player, but you know, we'd rather have player X. Now you got to have the capabilities to trade down or trade up or package things together. I think having the picks, there's been a lot of teams that have had a lot of picks, and you look back on their history with it, and they're not wearing any Super Bowl rings.
Dave Wanstead with us, McNeil and Parkins on the score. Dave, should Bears fans be worried about Mitch Trubisky's confidence?
You know what? I would not. I think he's going to have a good day. He should have a good day on Monday night against the Redskins. You know, when you look at last week's game, think of it in terms of this, and you got to be careful. Last year, that defense with the turnovers, or the big sacks early, you know, they put him in field position. They made it a little bit easier on the offense than generally what's going to happen. Right now, the Bears offense got to say, you know, for us to get points, we got to be ready to drive 80 yards down the field and put it in the end zone. We cannot count on turnovers. Okay, so you say that. So now, on the other hand, I can see what Matt Nagy's thinking. Think a minute. You got the best defense in the NFL. I don't care who the team is, they're not going to score many points unless you put them in bad position. So you have a tendency to be a little bit more conservative. That's one thing that I think has happened. And then you look at the passes. I mean, last week, what did Mitch complete? 16 passes, 10 of them were to running backs and tight ends. That reinforces what I just said. They're being really conservative with them. They're trying not to take turnovers. They're trying to eliminate sacks and get his confidence back. I think this will be a perfect week for Mitch to make some big plays down the field and give some guys opportunities to run after the catch. There weren't very many of those last week.
No. There certainly wasn't, and I think most people agree that the matchup is good for Mitch and the Bears offense, and they expect him to play well and have his best game of the year. If he doesn't, how concerned would you be?
Well, it is what it is. If he doesn't, that's why they give you a shirt that says coach on it and a whistle. I mean, you got to go out and figure out what we can do to win a Super Bowl with the guys that we have. And, you know, Mitch has got talent. He's a hard worker. He's a smart guy. He's an athlete. You got to find ways where he can make plays. I mean, I would not by any means, you know, I know the mentality is out there. Okay, he's not Aaron Rodgers. We can't win a Super Bowl. I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, I don't think Joe Flacco is a great, great quarterback, and they won a Super Bowl at Baltimore with him. And I could go through a list of other quarterbacks, you know, not many of them, but all of them had great defenses, and that's what the Bears have.
How do you keep, whether you're a head coach or an assistant coach, how do you keep harmony in-house when one side of the ball continues to perform clearly at a much higher level than the other side of the ball?
Well, when you win, it kind of takes care of itself. If you lose a game or two, and I would always call that internal friendly fire. And then you can develop some friendly fire. You know, people have it in businesses. We have it in all the jobs that, you know, we're not getting enough recognition. We're doing too much work. You got, you know, whatever it is. I mean, that does creep in. I think the Bears got a young team. That's to their advantage. When you're young, you're a little bit naive. You're not really paying much attention to that. You're just trying to win games. And I think it's early in the season, and they had success last year. So I think it would have to be down the stretch if things continued to be completely lopsided one way or another. But you know what usually happens? And I've had defenses like this. I've had best defenses in the NFL. The minute that we kind of think we've arrived and the spin goes that way, the next week we give up 4 touchdowns and the offense would have to bail us out and score 30. Or we lose the game. So, you know, in the National Football League, you got to be careful about that. I don't see that being a problem, particularly at this point in the season.
Do you think the NFL, as it did last year after a couple of weeks, might say, hey, man, let's cool the jets on these roughing the passer calls that were so patently wrong this past weekend?
Well, I would like to think so, because I think they are wrong. I think they've gone overboard. But you know what the owners are talking right now? Danny, they're sitting there and they're looking at almost 20% of the start of a quarterback that started opening week are no longer on the football field for different reasons, from Sam Darnold, to Oliver Luck, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Cam, now Cam's out, right? Cam's out for a week or two, who knows how long. So I think the owners are saying, you know what, we got to have a quarterback to win a Super Bowl. I'm paying these guys too much money. I want to protect them. I think it's wrong. I think they've gone overboard. But the owners of the National Football League, they're making the decision at the end of the day, and I don't see it changing.
The idea, Dave, of going overboard. Jamal Adams got fined $21,000 for pushing Baker Mayfield slightly after he threw the ball. So they're not only throwing the flag, they're also taking guys' money for really innocuous contact.
Yeah, and that gets you almost more than players used to get penalties, and as a coach, you didn't care about the fine. They were paying it. What would make you mad is they got a personal foul or a late hit penalty. But now, I think it's extreme, particularly that one there. I mean, I don't even know if Baker Mayfield barely hit the ground. You know what I mean? And I know the safety thing. I get all that. I'm all on board on that. But, whether it's fines or whether it's penalties. I mean, in that Denver game versus the Bears, Chubb had one, but the Bears had two called on them that I didn't think were roughing the passer penalties. So it evened itself out.
So we've spent a ton of time talking about the Bears offense and Mitch because it hasn't been good. I don't want to gloss over that the Bears defense looks awesome again. You obviously know your boy Chucky Pagano. What differences are you seeing in the Bears defense compared to what they had with Fangio?
Well, I think Chuck's done a good job of not going too far one extreme or the other. You know what I mean? I mean, they've mixed in some pressures, which Vic did some of that. And Chuck's letting them play a lot. I mean, they haven't gone Rex Ryan blitz crazy, you know? I mean, they really haven't because they haven't had to. And when you do that, now you're going to put Fuller and Prince and those guys one-on-one. And I don't think I think Fuller's a better zone player than he is a man player. And I think Chucky recognizes that. So as long as they keep playing like they're playing, I mean, all that happened up there at Denver is, they just were on the field so much there at the end, they got tired. I mean, And maybe that comes back to training camp. I mean, I've coached games at Denver several times, morning, night, and afternoon, and generally never had a problem with the conditioning. I think half of it's in the guys' heads, and you get a little more air conditioning or oxygen on the side. But I think playing them early, they have a big advantage out there because the players are not in as good a shape, and even more so now because they're not doing as much in the preseason.
That's why
I think that's what got the Bears defense.
Dave, that's why I loved what Nagy did this past Sunday. It wasn't pretty, but you go there, you grind it out, and you post a win. Running the ball accomplished that. It took the game out of his quarterback's hands, and after the opener, he needed to have it taken out of his hands.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? You bring up a good point. I mean, one thing, maybe where Mitch is at, hasn't been cleared up in fans' minds. But I think the running back position has been. Montgomery should be the guy. Cohen should be the change of pace guy. And Davis is a great – he knows all the plays. He's tough. He's smart. He's a guy that if someone gets banged up or you need to give somebody a rest, you put him in the game. But Montgomery's the guy, and I think that got cleared up. I mean, so I think that's a real positive.
Dave, Khalil Mack leads the NFL in quarterback pressures through two games, but there's also been noticeable holding situations where they haven't thrown the flag. Is that Chuck Pagano's job, Matt Nagy's job? Like, how much politicking can you do with a ref to try to say, hey, look at this tackle. They're holding my star player.
You know what? You write them up at the end of every game when they evaluate them. They turn the penalties. They put them on a piece of paper. The referee sends you a form. You send them to the league office. Within 2 days, they will look at every one that you dispute, and they will give you a written response. If you want to talk to them in person, you can call up to New York, and you can talk to them in person. Before the game, I've had guys that were buddies of mine that I talked to them before the game, and they threw a flag. I don't know if it helps or not, to be honest with you. But I would bring it to their attention. If there was a guy that repeatedly committed an offense, you know, or Khalil's getting held. I mean, I would definitely say to the – I wouldn't say anything to the referee. I'd say something to the umpire, the guy that's watching the line play, and say, hey, you know, boy, they're holding this guy a lot. You know, let's be fair about this. I mean, I would definitely bring it to someone's attention. There's a lot of ways you can do it.
One college question for you. It's a huge game. What do you think we're going to see with Georgia and Notre Dame Saturday night?
Okay, let me just sum this one up for you real quick, okay? You got two teams, other than Oklahoma, Clemson, and Alabama, they are the only two teams that have been in the college football playoff two of the last 5 years. So you got two, this is a great matchup. Now, both quarterbacks are playing good. The quarterback from Georgia is completing 75% of his passes. He's thrown, I think, five touchdowns, no picks. The kid at Notre Dame, Ian Book, same thing. Five touchdowns, no interceptions. He's playing good. Here's where the difference in the game is. Georgia right now is fifth in the nation in running the football. They have five running backs that have rushed for over 100 yards already. And Notre Dame, it's hard to believe, but they are 120th in the nation in stopping the run. So this whole game, in my mind, is going to come down to, you know, can Notre Dame stop Georgia's running game? That's what this thing will be decided on.
Why even throw it? With those numbers, why even
five
throw it?
Running back? That's
a lot of 34 give all day and just be done in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Between the hedges, they may not throw it down there. You know, it'll be about 110 degrees. It'll be a perfect Georgia day.
Dave, great stuff. Thanks for being flexible with these pesky Cubs games. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm going to talk to Mitch when I get in there on Tuesday. We got to get organized here. Yeah, I got you.
What do you think of you, Darvish, Dave? You want to talk some Cubs? What do you think of Darvish?
I'll talk some Cubs. I mean, they, you know what? I was excited the other night when the game started, right? When they started all the accolades and how things started off a little bit, and then they fell behind. What was the final score? That was the one they what they end up doing in that game.
I don't know what game we talking about. They play every day.
Dave, you're not giving us much in terms of specifics here. There was a game, and there was hoopla. And
hey, Joe Madden's doing a heck of a job. You don't want to hear that. There. Now, that's something to keep talking. You'll get some callers after that. Wanstead doesn't know what he's talking about, right?
Have a great
When's
week.
Rizzo coming? When's Rizzo coming back?
I don't
how about,
know.
How about my man Happ? He went to high school where I did, Pittsburgh. What else you want to know?
Nothing, Dave. There's nothing else I want to know.
You're the best, Dave. Thanks.
Hey, I'll be watching the Cubs tonight, though. It's an early game. What, 6:15 or something, right?
Yes.
That's right. Cubs-Cardinals.
Cubs-Cardinals. Get ready. Put your mouthpiece in. Here we go. Okay.
All right. See you, Dave.
I love it. Just keep him talking.
We need Dave and Tom Fair awesome. To analyze Cubs games.
You want me to say something on that?
I'll talk. He starts thinking, I was watching. There was hoopla. There were accolades.
There were run scores.
There was excited. So, what game was that? I'm talking about? I don't know.
They play every day. Put your mouthpiece
awesome.
In. I've never heard that in baseball. We take you up to the Cubs game where we talk about their mouthpiece next on The Score.
That'll do it.
Well, that didn't take long.
What?
That did not take long at all.
This made me climb up 9 more flights of stairs for this. I just got done having a smoke.
You could have stayed down
there. I could have
been
in my car by now.
I could have handled the goodbyes.
Oh, man, I thought we were going until 40.
I think that's when pregame starts.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's all confusing.
So stay tuned next for lots of commercials.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football.
They're good ones, though. I promise you. These are some really good ones coming up.
I got a piece of NFL news here in a second. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The Big Ten West champion Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald. They got Michigan State Saturday at 11. Tickets available at NUSports.com. This segment also brought to you by ShootPointBlank.com. John Elway met the media in Denver and says that the NFL admitted to him that they were, quote, dead wrong, end quote, on the Bradley Chubb roughing the passer call. So the NFL admitted that they got that one wrong. That is such a gift for the Bears.
I'm glad the NFL was wrong. Absolutely thrilled they were wrong, because the Bears would be 0-2 if they weren't.
Exactly right.
Yes.
A blown call honestly saved the Bears' season. Thank you to Paul Charchian and Dave Wanstead for joining the show. Shep Tanny, fantastic work as always. He's Dan McNeil. I'm Danny Parkins. We are McNeil and Parkins. Cubs and Cardinals. It comes your way.
Go Cubs!
They don't get much bigger. Starts next on The Score.
Cubs Cardinals, get ready. Put your mouthpiece in. Here we go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.